This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Democratic lawmakers have taken control of the U.S. House of Representatives, with Nancy Pelosi of California named Speaker of the House for the second time. With one quarter of the U.S. government still in shutdown before voting on government spending bills on the first night of the new session, Pelosi said the House will not approve any funding for a wall with Mexico.
Not effective in terms of its purpose, not cost-effective in terms of opportunity cost it is of a federal dollar to spend. And the president has said Mexico's going to pay for this. Come on, let's anchor ourselves into reality.
Any legislation would have to pass the Republican-controlled Senate, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats continue ignoring what authorities say is necessary for border security.
Our Democratic colleagues seem less concerned with these facts than with their unreasonable political standoff with President Trump.
Meanwhile, at the White House, President Donald Trump offered congratulations to Nancy Pelosi for winning the speakership. At the first White House briefing of the new year, the president said he hopes that he and Pelosi can work together. Trump also said he has received a lot of support for a border wall with Mexico.
I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security, for border control, and for, frankly, the wall or the barrier.
Trump has demanded more than $5.5 billion for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. That's something congressional Democrats have said they will not pass. Meanwhile, one quarter of the U.S. government and 800,000 federal workers remain off the job or working without pay. This is VOA News. Election results in the Democratic Republic of Congo might be delayed because of a slow vote counting process, according to the head of the Electoral Commission. Cornille Nanga told reporters in Kinshasa on Thursday that officials have collected only about 20% of the results from polling stations across the vast Central African country. He said the system of manually collecting and compiling vote totals is not helping the process. The Electoral Commission had planned to collect vote totals via the Internet, but the system was abandoned in the face of opposition accusations that the system was vulnerable to fraud. The commission is due to publish results by Sunday, with Congo's new president set to be inaugurated January 18th. Somalia's UN envoy Thursday urged the United Nations not to interfere in his country's internal affairs, 2 days after the federal government expelled the UN's top official there. Ambassador Abubakar Dahir Osman told a meeting of the UN Security Council that the UN and its representatives have a duty, even an obligation, to respect their mandate and not interfere in our internal affairs. The Somali federal government declared UN envoy Nicholas Haysom persona non grata January 1st. It ordered him to leave the country just 4 months after he started as the Secretary General's special representative. The U.S. ambassador to Moscow spoke with an American under arrest there on espionage charges. AP's Rita Foley reports.
Paul Whelan is a corporate security expert who did 2 tours of duty in Iraq as a Marine. He was given a bad conduct discharge in 2008 after being convicted of larceny. His brother says Whelan had been to Russia several times, so when a fellow former Marine was planning a wedding in Moscow, Whelan went along to help. He was arrested last Friday on espionage charges, though the Russians aren't revealing any details. U.S. Ambassador John Huntsman says he was allowed to meet with Whelan, offered him his help, and later phoned the man's family, but he wouldn't say anything more. Rita Foley, Washington.
Bad news for tech giant Apple meant bad news across world stock markets on Thursday. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
The Dow Jones Industrials shed more than 2.75%, 660 points, the day after Apple announced its fourth quarter disappointment. Apple stock, which had already dropped by a third since hitting record highs this fall, fell nearly 10%. The Nasdaq Composite, stuffed with tech issues that feel direct and indirect ripples from the Apple news, dropped more than 3%. The Standard & Poor's 500 fell 2.5%. Apple says it will miss its revenue target for the quarter because iPhone sales have slowed in China. Warren Levinson, New York.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.